throughout the days together, our instructions have always been pointing to simply being with the heart and mind that's rather naturally free. And there's been some specific instructions, of course, in seeing the emptiness of feelings. I've seen the emptiness of our thoughts and views and opinions and judgments. And then, of course, yesterday we had some reflections on the Dharma teachings. Firstly, on the teaching of impermanence, and then on the experience that we can know of the fading away of our difficulties, the fading away of our attachments, the fading away of our desires, the fading away of our clinging. And today we come to the final two couplets in this, what I think is a wonderful sutta by the Buddha, the Anapanasati Sutta, mindfulness with breathing. Sometimes the title is translated as mindfulness of breathing, but another translation is just mindfulness with breathing. And so simply as we breathe, we can be completely, hopefully, mindful of all that's present and all that's absent. And then we can use this quality that we have of being aware and our capacity to think, to inquire and reflect on the teachings themselves. And the teaching we're taking up today is the teaching or the contemplation of cessation. Cessation means ending. Could we have the Hebrew, please? Cessation.
Seal. So.
Is everybody clear? The meaning of cessation. Because I don't want to sit here teaching about it if you don't understand the English word.
Ending.
It means the ending. The ending of something. So, the reflection or the contemplation is on the ending of the moment. The ending of the breath. The ending of a sensation, the ending of a feeling. And so let's just do it. That's the easiest way to explore and learn what can come when we just take our attention to a contemplation on endings. So breathing in, if you would, just sitting for 3 minutes as usual, breathing in, contemplating cessation or endings. Breathing out, contemplating cessation or endings. Yes, anybody, what did you discover? Did anybody have an unfolding experience of the cessation or ending? Yes, Debbie.
It's gone now, but I'm feeling a pain since yesterday. I have an old yoga injury to my diaphragm. It's a warning. It's painful to breathe. So anyway, I won't talk about yesterday, but now within the pain and the difficulty of breathing, the cessations were drop by drop. It was like it was a drop and there was a cessation and a drop and a cessation. And also had to do with dropping attachment to the pain.
Yes.
And I don't know that all my attachments will dissolve so easily, but it had a sense of dissolving, but in a gentle way, because sometimes I feel that I want a toxic dissolving, like a chemical substance dissolving my attachments.
Okay, so there was the gradual cessation or ending of the pain. And with it, you notice the ending of the clinging to the pain, or the not wanting
it. The pain just hasn't ended.
It hasn't ended?
It was like, no. It was in the pain.
Yes.
It was like a lessening and
a
stop.
Yeah.
And a lessening and a stop. And it was really like Nirodha, you know, when the mind gets quiet. Maybe it was to do with stopping
yes.
the breath.
Yes.
The breath stopping.
Yes.
Because it was painful to breathe. I had to go on breathing. But it was this, I really understood the mind quite. And cessation, that's the yoga sutra.
Oh, so even better. So it was the mind or the thought world with all of its attachments and aversions ceasing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So sometimes we can have in meditation practice this experience where there is for even a few moments, the ending of all that I see as my mind. And with it, of course, there's all that we see that's bound up with mind, that's caught up with mind. And this ending, this Nirodha, she called it, the freedom, the extraordinary freedom, the cessation of all clinging, is there, can be known and felt, whether there's discomfort or not. Our freedom is not freedom from discomfort. It's a greater, broader, vaster freedom. It's a freedom that isn't dependent upon the conditions of the body today. It isn't dependent upon whether I feel unwell today or I feel really fit, or whether there's an uncomfortable sensation in the body or not.
Yes, because that wasn't like it was yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday I was caught up.
Yes.
And I didn't do it the way I did it today.
Yes.
I could see that and I didn't even try because I could see that my mind was not clear enough.
Yes. Was there some secret ingredient that you can pass on to this group listening? What was the difference between your practice yesterday and today?
Yesterday I was thinking, well, I shouldn't have had the tchina and the bread. And maybe I did too much kapalabhati.
Yes.
And I won't do that, and I've had this before, and now at least it's not so bad.
Yes.
And then I saw that made a gap in my mind, so I started not doubting, but had this niggling doubt about the practice.
Yes.
That I was contriving, because before, the day before, I'd had this beautiful experience.
Yes.
And everybody's having experiences, and I'm contriving it, etc., etc. Then I realized I wasn't contriving it, because I had insights, and blah, blah.
Contriving
so
is making it up.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Anybody else, an experience, a direct experience of cessation or the endings of something? Yes, come.
Yes. So at first I thought about the fact that usually I think about endings in a negative way.
Yes.
Like a marriage that's ending, or
yes,
like a good movie that's ending.
Yes.
And then I thought that it's not always like this. Because yesterday I had a meditation and my leg was really hurting.
Yes.
And then it was over, and it was really nice that
yes,
it was over.
Yeah.
And then I thought that wars also end.
Yes.
Yes. But sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought, but what is actually ending there? Because maybe there will be killing in that place afterwards. So what is ending? And then I thought it's only a word to convey a concept. And then everything just became quiet, and I just... I guess it became empty.
Yes. Yes. So everything became quiet. And empty, to quote you. Empty of what?
Of this immediate understanding when I say like war. Then I have this immediate understanding of what it means,
yes,
to convey some idea,
yes,
from me to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But then when I thought about it,
yes,
that
this
word war,
yeah,
so many people there and so many happenings there. So
yes,
what defines this?
Yes.
And then as I was thinking about it, it just, you know, kind of evaporated.
Yes. So it's the ending of the concepts and the ideas.
Yeah, some sort of, I think.
It's the ending of trying to work things out, isn't it, with the mind. The ending of the inner war, the struggle that we have. Say more. It's the ending also of holding on to anything, isn't it? In that moment where you saw the utter quietness, what is the quietness of the mind? This is called, in the Buddha Dharma, the quietness of the mind is called noble silence. That ceasing of the mind to keep throwing up things is called noble silence, and this noble silence is an absolutely and wonderful, precious quality of the heart and mind, because it shows us something, teaches us something. What's it showing you? What's it revealing? It's revealing to you something rather precious.
I think it encourages me to look maybe the same way at other things and,
yes,
and see how this, because this evaporation, you cannot I cannot explain it to you with words,
yes,
because it would be a concept of the same kind.
Yes. So we touch into the indescribable silence of the heart.
Yeah.
And the indescribable silence of the heart.
And it just, you know,
reveals something.
Without
yeah,
trying to convey it with words, yeah, it just... just this,
yes, yes. So...
just...
yeah, very good.
A kind of silence, you don't have to... I mean, the moment you say a word, you break it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. But we get the idea. So, this gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. This silence is vast, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's boundless. Goes out and out and out. Does it stop anywhere?
I'm quite new to this.
Yes, I
think, so.
I know. And it's because you're quite new to it. It's because you're quite new to it that you have this absolutely delightful, fresh approach of just seeing and saying what you see, and I love it. It's beautiful. So keep on exploring. Rest in that silence. It's extraordinary. Thank you. One more of cessation, yes.
I was thinking about love.
Yes, right.
which would usually be not very natural for me to think when you talk about cessation, because when you talk about cessation, I usually think about death.
Yes.
but I was thinking about the end of love.
Yes.
And I was thinking about the last time my heart broke.
Yes.
And the feeling that I had, and I was trying to remember because it was quite a while ago, and then I felt the big pain in my heart and the feeling of not being able to breathe right and seeing everything through very dark glasses. And then I thought about the cessation of that.
Yes.
About the moment when it stops hurting,
yes,
so bad.
Yes.
Because the last time I told myself, listen, if this will happen again, I'm bowing out. So,
yeah.
So I was thinking about the cessation of the feeling, and it was, I started feeling so light.
Yes.
And my heart is already, since yesterday, I feel so much love in me, and
yes,
my heart, I feel like I can love everybody here.
Yes.
I actually do want to love everybody here. And then I was thinking about that actually I am capable of a lot of love, and it's okay when the next love will come.
Yes.
Whatever will be.
Yes.
It's okay. I don't need to think about whether I'll be hurt or not, because that's my mind.
Yes.
Thinking way ahead of its time. I don't,
yes,
know what will happen.
Yes.
But I'm sure of one thing, whatever will happen, I will just be with it and it will be okay.
Beautiful. So the cessation was the cessation of heartbreak. And when this heartbreak ceases, miraculously enough, when we stop fearing that we're going to be hurt, the transformation is to love itself. And that's extraordinary, but it's just how it happens. The heart is already loving. Go on.
I also think that it made it possible to,
yes,
be a lot less scared,
yes,
of being open.
Yes.
To love.
Beautiful. We can see the love, feel the love. And in this life we need to live true to that love. True to that, not the love of attachment, but romantic love, which is all caught up in pain a lot of the time. Those kinds of relationships where we're clinging and we fear that there'll be an end to it are dukkha, they're actually suffering. But this love that is more vast, this love that is bigger and greater and wonderfully all-encompassing. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's do the final one, the final meditation for 3 minutes. And this is the really, really big issue and big teaching in the Dharma. And it's about relinquishment or letting go. So now is the time. We have 3 minutes in which to really let go of everything. Don't hold back. So, the 3 minute path to liberation begins. And the contemplation is, I shall breathe in, contemplating relinquishment or letting go. I shall breathe out, contemplating relinquishment, contemplating letting go. I'm wondering if anybody actually let go. Yes? Come.
The association I got was really freedom.
Yes.
It was like getting lighter.
Yes.
And by letting go, I'm leaving room for new things to come.
Yes.
It felt like a river, you know, flowing.
Yes.
So it was like life is really living. I mean, you can feel it, you can have the dynamic of life just opening for new,
yes,
new things to come.
Yes.
So letting go was freedom, freedom for new things to come.
Lovely, beautiful, wonderful. So we see that when we let go, there's extraordinary renewal. The new comes into being. And then, of course, we let go again. And there's the new again. Fantastic. Well seen, well seen. So this is the way that this world unfolds rather naturally, freely. And we see it unfolding or like a river. Just like it's a river of freedom. You heard. You heard it here. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes.
I imagined like a free hole, a big hole, a vast,
yes,
endless space.
Yes.
And like kind of winds coming and not touching.
Okay.
And then I felt like this is not really authentic.
Yes.
It's like I'm trying it to be.
To imagine it.
Deep.
Yes.
Or a beautiful thing to describe.
Yes.
Then I said, let the authentic go.
Let it be. Yeah.
I said, let it go.
Let the inauthentic go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it kind of stayed. I keep trying to build this image of letting go.
Okay.
And then it formed as, all right, so let it be, just like you said.
Yes.
And then it was quiet.
Okay. So we have an idea of the freedom. And it looks like a big hole with winds blowing in it that don't touch anywhere, or some other kind of idea. And then when we, instead of try to imagine what freedom would be like, we just let be the world, our experience as it is, the letting be is the freedom. Great, thank you. Somebody who hasn't spoken before, yes, come. Yeah.
So when I was 2 weeks old, had
when he was
the brain stopped working.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 weeks old, his your brain stopped working.
In some kind of a way, yeah.
Yes.
And my left part of the body just
yes.
stopped working. Too.
Yes.
And my like right side of the brain and left side of the body.
Yes.
And I felt a lot of tension in like these two past days in my left side of the
yes.
face. And I just concentrating on the feelings.
Yes.
And after like I don't know, it began when I started sitting this morning.
Yes.
And when I just really let it go and I thought about letting go,
yes.
I felt a lot of tension at the beginning.
Yes.
Like it began really strongly around here.
Yes.
And then it just let go, like it just passed, and I felt a lot of like life and oxygen and just life coming into my body and this side of the body.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So the experience was one of letting go of what? What was it you were letting go of?
I guess the story.
Yes. Yes. So to let go of the story that I have this difficulty with my body.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just be with the body as it is, as it's come to be.
Yeah.
And what's the experience? Big smile up here for those who can't see at the back.
I just feel lighter.
Yes. There's the experience of lightness. And when we feel light, this lightness of being, the feather, we can let go. We let go of holding to that which we have seen has been and is perhaps a problem in our life. And the story is, yes, this has been the same since I was very young. Yet there's another way of being with it. And this is the way you've discovered today. This is the freedom of the heart. Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at this. See? How wonderful is this?
And this too.
Indeed.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It's a view from up here.
You're so lucky.
Yes, I'm so lucky. I know I'm so lucky. Somebody else who hasn't spoken, who would like to come, yes?
So, the beginning, the first thing that popped into my head was the song Let It Go from Frozen.
Yes.
Everything washing away from me.
Yes.
And I felt it's a little bit like was mentioned here, an image I'm building.
Yes.
Of letting go.
Yes.
And I tried to let go the letting go. Then
let go of trying to let go.
Yeah. Then I saw
I don't know what it was. It was either emptiness or black or I actually don't know.
Yes.
And then every time the images of letting go came back.
Yes.
And I tried to let them go again.
Yes.
And it reoccurred several times.
Yes. And so there's letting go even of an image of freedom. So that we then touch in to that which is beyond all concepts. The conceptless reality of this life. And when we do this, there's that natural radiance of the heart that shines through.
At a point, I felt as if this image of things washing away.
Yes.
Began to feel like a race.
Yes.
That was actually the point that I understood I'm building an image.
Yes.
And I could let it go. And then it came back, but
yes.
Never mind.
Yes, and so it comes back, but can we just let it be as it is? So sometimes there's an image and sometimes there's not. It's all fine. There's the presence and absence of experience or visual images, or the presence or absence of feelings, or the presence or absence of thoughts. And our freedom is to be known with and without the images, with and without the thoughts, with and without the feelings. The freedom is freedom in the conventional world as well as ultimate. So there's ultimate freedom, which we can touch into, where we see that there is no birth, no death, no coming, no going. We touch into that which is unborn and undying. This is the knowing of ultimate truth. But there's also freedom in the conventional world. Of course, there has to be freedom in the conventional world, or it wouldn't be freedom. So our freedom in the conventional world is seen as freedom with that which is dependently arisen. So freedom with the unfolding nature of this world. So we see the new, we see it end, we see the new, we see it end. We see the new, we see it end. We see the feelings, the thoughts, the emotions. If we can just allow that to be without attaching the self to it, then we see freedom in this conventional world.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's just sit together. Sitting with awareness. Resting in the wisdom of the heart. Seeing what is revealed. And simply letting it be. Sitting quietly, wakefully. out everywhere, let go. Letting go in all of the directions. Letting go inside, letting go outside. Thank you for listening and participating in the instructions over the days. My intention has been to break open the Dharma for you, and my great thanks to those who came up and reported your unfolding experiences, and also to each of you for listening and for your practice. Thank you very much.